Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This is KYW Community Affairs reporter Cherry Gregg, and I'm so excited to be in the KYW studio with Travis Wolf Jr. If you haven't heard of him, I'm going to tell you who he is. He is on a new CBS comedy show called Bob Hart's Abishola. If y'all have not seen it, it's a really good show. And tell us who you play on the show, Travis.
I play the role of Dele, Bob Hart's Abishola.
Yeah, it's a fun role, right?
Yeah, it really is.
Yeah, it's been growing and growing. But what you may not know about Travis, he's from Philly. Mm-hmm. Yeah, and you've been doing this for, you're 13, been doing this for 6 years.
So yeah, just about 6 years now.
Yeah. So what has it been like?
I mean, it's been an incredible ride. You know, being a kid from Philadelphia, I didn't really do too much. You know, I just hung out with friends, played video games, that sort of thing. You know, once I started acting, you know, I actually started feel, you know, like I was being fulfilled. You know, I started to feel like, wow, like this is really what I want to do. So, you know, acting is a really cool experience for me.
Yeah. And so your whole family, because I met your sister, Anaya, like a few years ago when she did her film. We did a story on that. And then I think that's when I first learned that this is a family thing. And that there's all kinds of talent in the Wolf family. And you have been acting since you were 7 going on 8.
Yes, ma'am.
And you got bit by the bug.
I guess so.
Yeah. What do you love about it?
Well, you know, it's really hard for me to explain because I don't really know. It's just when I do it, I get this feeling that I never feel. Like, I never feel the feeling that I get when I'm on set acting next to so many amazing people like Billy Gardell, Falake Olufueku, you know, and just everybody else on set, you know. It's just really an amazing experience being able to work next to them and, you know, being a part of their small family.
Yeah. And so this is kind of, how did you get the part? Like, so tell me how the process works for folks who don't know.
Well, the auditioning experience, it can be a long experience. It can be a short experience. You know, for commercials, you know, you go in, you do a quick audition, they might ask you to smile or say a little bit of dialogue, you do it, you leave. But for the Bob Hart's Abishola audition, there was actually two parts to it. I had to go in, I said some lines, I was a little quicker audition, then I left. Then they called me back for something called a callback. It's a second audition, but this time you have to do it in front of the producers. So then you go in there, they ask you some questions about yourself, kind of like a short little interview. Then you say your lines. They might ask you to do it again. They might not. Then you leave and you just pray that you get a call.
Yeah. And the interesting thing, and for folks who've not heard about Bob Hart's Abishola, the show is about a growing, budding relationship between Nigerian-born Abishola, who is a nurse, and actually meets Bob after he has a heart attack or something in the hospital. And Bob is a 50-year-old white guy, and you're like, you're playing Abishola's son, and they start this relationship, this friendship, and it grows into something more. And so they're Nigerian. You're Nigerian.
Yes.
So do you have to talk with an accent?
I actually do, yes. Starting the show off, you know, the producers did want me to use an accent, but now they're starting to want me to take it off a little bit because they remembered that A lot of Nigerians when they come, Nigerian children when they come to this country, you know, they start to kind of lose their accents, you know, fit in and start blending in with the other kids, you know, sometimes just because of the people they're hanging around, they hear American accents so much, it kind of just becomes, you know, who they are. Not necessarily who they are, but that how they talk.
So you had to how did you do research for this? I mean, because how did you just have a Nigerian accent just in your back pocket or
I
what?
Didn't, no, I actually never really use an accent. I never really practiced them. But once I heard that I had to use an accent, you know, my mother, she reached out to a man in Nigeria who actually got on the phone with me and, you know, taught me how to say certain words with a Nigerian accent. You know, I said some words of my own in a Nigerian accent. you know, he kind of tweaked it for me, you know, taught me how to really do it the right way.
That's kind of cool. So you did your research.
Mm-hmm.
So how do you like working on the show?
I love it. You know, like I said, working next to so many great people, you know, being in the space, you know, just being next to amazing people like Chuck Lorre, you know, some people that have so much success in the industry, you know, you really can learn so much, you know, just by watching them. So
yeah.
It's a really all around amazing experience.
Yeah. And so what is your hope for the show? Because it's a new show. It seems like it's continuing. The audience is growing. I always see tweets about it when I watch. What is your hope for it?
I mean, I know it's going to go far. You know, people like Chuck Lorre, they have such an extensive track record. You know, 2.5 Men, Big Bang. You know, when you're on a Chuck Lorre show, you know it's going to go on for quite a while.
So yeah.
I do see it going somewhere.
Yeah. And when you think about diversity, I mean, I know you're 13, but you're in the media and you got to have some thoughts about that because it seems like it's shifting. And you've grown up in an era where this is like part of everyday life, like seeing different kinds of people on television. Just, I mean, there's never been a show like that on American television before.
I'm happy to be a part of the show that, you know, one of the first shows to really show diversity. You know, I'm all for it. You know, like you said, there's not really too many shows that really show, that really, like, is for that and really wants people to focus on that.
Yeah.
So, you know, I'm glad to be a part of this show.
Yeah. Anything else you want to add? What are you going for? What is your goal? Because now you got a role on this show, a CBS Network show. What are you hoping to accomplish from there?
Well, you know, a lot of people, you know, their goals are to get, you know, the fame, the status, you know, the awards. But me, I really want to act to inspire. And all that stuff's going to come. And if it comes, I'm going to take it. I mean, I'm not going to turn it down.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, I just really hope to inspire as many people as I really can, you know, really follow their dreams.
Yeah. And so do you go to school every day?
I do not physically go to school. But they, when I'm on set, they do bring in a teacher that comes on set with me. And he teaches me in a room.
So you like homeschooled?
Yes, it's
because
like
I remember your sister was like homeschooled. So homeschool allows you to kind of like the freedom to pursue your career at the same time.
Yes, it really gives me an opportunity to really be flexible with my schedule.
Yeah. And so what do you say to other kids who look up to you and they say, you know what? Like he's out here. He's been on it since he was 7, almost 8. And they see that you're like really making moves and stuff. So what do you have? What's your advice for young kids?
I mean, I'm just like them. I mean, I'm no different from them. Even now, I'm still just like them. So if a kid like me can, you know, follow his dreams, then they can too. You know, all you got to do is just make the move. And once you do it, don't stop. If you really love it, it might get hard. You know, for me, I had the 6-month rough patch where I didn't get any auditions, no jobs, no anything. But, you know, if you really love something, even if it gets hard, keep following your dreams and you'll make it.
Yeah. So let's talk about the reaction. After the audition, you got the word that you were going to be on the show. Like, your reaction.
We were actually at dinner. My mom didn't tell me that I had booked it at that time. And I thought we were just having a little get-together with some friends. And she actually told me that my agent wanted to call me. And I was like, what? That's weird. So my agent called me, and she ended up telling me I booked the job. And I broke down in tears.
Wow. Because was this after the 6-month lull, or was this...
Oh, it was way after.
Way after that. Because, I mean, what does that mean for, like, how big of a deal is it to get on a show like this? For people who, I'm trying to give scale. Like, people are like, this is a big deal because it's a regular role, right?
Yes. It's actually my first serious regular role. And to be on a show with such high-skill producers like Chuck Lorre and Eddie Gordetsky, you know, it's honestly insane. It's actually a really, really big opportunity, so, you know. I was really, really excited. I've never really experienced something like this role before.
Yeah. So are you on like Twitter and everything and like Instagram?
I am on all my social medias. It is Travis Wolf Jr., Wolf with an E.
Yeah. So follow Travis Wolf Jr. this is like one step on the ladder to the top here.
Yes,
congratulations. Is there anything else you want to talk about or add? You know, I mean...
Watch Bob Hart's Heavy Show at 8:30 on Mondays.
That's right. You got to grow the audience.
Yeah, you got to promote the show.
That's right. So thank you so much to Travis Wolf Jr.
Thank you for having me.
And I wish you luck. You know, sky's the limit.